What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of From Broadway to Belmont. I am your host, Krista Salams, and with me, as always, is my wonderful co-host, Kevin Koff. Kevin, jump in, say hello.
What's up, everybody? Good to be back. Good to see you, Chris. Not that we weren't
nice seeing you. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes, Happy New Year. Happy belated holidays, everybody. Good to be back. Took a nice week off last week. You know, nothing going on. We're back home in our childhood homes, just enjoying the time, but hope everybody else got to as well.
Yes, sir. Off the bat, flu game number two for me. Literally, I'm just getting over the flu. I had it yesterday. I was down bad yesterday. I'm not hurting today. I definitely feel better. But if you could probably hear it in the recording and everything. I'm not at 100%.
But he's pushing through. It's your MJ game, even though people say MJ was hungover. But you know, take that for what you will. But yeah, you know, we move on. And we still pod for our listeners. You know, we're dedicated. We're here. But yeah, currently watching the USA Canada game to Canada right now to get to the World Junior Gold Medal game. A couple of questionable goal interference calls, but you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, for sure. Since we didn't record Christmas week there were some games we missed. Number one off the rip was a big win for New York. The New York Rangers, I should say. getting their one win against the Islanders this year.
Did we not cover that?
I think it was the day after. Recorded. Jesus. Islanders, you know, win the series 2-1 this season, but Rangers avoid the clean sweep, and it was a good game.
It was a tough game. Tough game. That's right, because I had hockey that night and I was watching from the locker room and you were texting me. But yeah, tough. Oh my god, what a spinorama. Tough to give up 3 goals in the third there. Kind of forgot that happened. Kind of wish you didn't remind me of that one. So appreciate that.
Just looking at the recap now, I mean, the shots on goal is kind of crazy. The Rangers with almost double the shots, 34-18. Pretty tough. Back and forth game. 1-1 going into the second. Islanders were up 3-1 going into the third. And then, you mentioned, 3 unanswered by the Rangers in the third period. Goodrow, Kako, and Trocheck all getting goals. So, nothing much else to say there.
It was a good game by the Rangers.
It was a very fun game to watch. It was a much needed Rangers win.
You can't get swept by your rival in the
season. Yeah, no, for
sure. So that was a big morale victory, I think, for the Rangers at least.
big morale win there, especially coming off of a tough loss that Tuesday before against Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. And then they had a little bit of a break for the holiday, so nice little Christmas gift for them. And then they play Washington in Tuesday at the Garden. Just an absolute nightmare of a game, 4-0 loss. I think I turned that game off after a while.
That only happens when you're really upset.
I'm not going to let this team ruin the rest of my day. There's probably no chance they come back. I think I turned it off when it was 3-0 in the second. Cause it was only 1-0 the first intermission. So I'm like, you know what? They're still in this game. I'm going to chalk it up to, it was the reverse retros. They only have one win in those jerseys, I think. This year.
Feel like the reverse retros just haven't really played a factor this year. They're just like, nobody really cares about I feel like nobody wears them. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
See, I feel the opposite. I feel like every team wears them. Like Boston, I think, breaks them out like weekly.
Boston and San Jose do love theirs. I will give them that. But they like the Rangers and Islanders, like not too often.
I think the Rangers have worn them like 7 or 8 times already this season. Yeah. Damn.
Maybe I'm just dumb. It's possible.
I mean, there's definitely some teams that I don't think Chicago or Detroit or Tampa's busted them out.
Tampa, I guess Nashville wearing theirs.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've only seen it a handful of times. Like, there's definitely a lot of teams that I feel like will bring it out. What feels like weekly, but it's probably like bi-weekly. And then there's other teams that wore it once, and I don't know when they're going to wear it again. But yeah, tough loss for the Rangers against Washington on the 27th. And then a pretty close and tight game against Tampa the 29th. It ends up being a shootout loss. So, I mean, you get the point there. It sucks that it was a shootout loss, but you know, it's like the best way to lose, I guess, instead of overtime, you just lose in a shootout. It's kind of anyone's game at that point. It's just a matter of who can make some better moves. And then on Sunday, yeah, the Rangers in 2023, undefeated so far. They played Florida on New Year's Day. Weird time. It was a 5 o'clock game.
FBTV hates those 5 p.m. games. We hate them.
But it was a pretty dominating victory by the Rangers. Shot total was 35-28 for Florida, but
Florida the Rangers stinks. Went. I was
they were their reverse Florida? Retros. I was upset that we had to beat them in those beauties. They are nice. But
they are under 500 though. They have some serious problems over there.
Definitely. 1-0 after one, and then the Rangers scored 4 goals after that. 2 between each period. Florida definitely kept it close, but it was definitely once it tilted Rangers, there wasn't really any coming back. I mean, Zibanejad had 2 goals, Cousins scored 1, Kreider had 1, Bennett had 1, and then Trocheck Panarin sealed the deal. So happy with how that game went. And then last night, 5-3 win over Carolina. That was an extremely tight game in terms of just how it was called. I think the refereeing, you could make arguments for calls going either way, whether it should have been called or not, but they were definitely calling that game really, really tight. I know it was a really fun game to watch. I don't think you know, it was nice to end Carolina's win streak. I think they were on an 11 game win streak.
That's a very good win.
That no one's talking about. Devils won 13 and everyone's, you know, blowing their minds. Yeah. And Carolina's on an 11 game win streak, and it seems like no one was talking about it.
Because everybody expects Carolina to be good, but no, it's Devils. It's a new
story. I saw a thing. They had 15 points in their last, or I mean, I'm going to fuck this up. I think they either had 15 points in their last 17 games or not 15, or the 15 wins in their last 17 games. My apologies. They had 15-0-2 in their last 17.
That's wild.
They're on an 11 game win streak.
The downfall of the Hurricanes has been widely exaggerated, as it always is.
Yeah.
And they're getting Patrick Reddy back tonight. Like,
they were saying last night that he was gonna come back. I forgot he's on
the Canes this year. That happened.
He fit so well in Vegas. I thought he was going to end up staying there forever, but you know them. You know
how Vegas is.
So, pretty great game. And I was texting you last night about this too. There were 8 goals between both teams, and I'm pretty sure 5 of the 8 goals between both teams were a deflection or a 5-hole goal. It was nothing fancy. It was pretty ugly, the scoring, but the Rangers scored 3 unanswered in the third period. And there were some tough calls that didn't go Carolina's way, and they were pretty upset about it. The one in particular, and I kind of sided with Brent Burns, but he got called for I believe hooking, and he was going under Panarin's right arm, and I think Panarin knew, you know, if I kind of just close my elbow a little bit, I can probably get a call here. And then he got a call, and Burns the entire way to the box. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? This is bullshit. Rod the Bot at the bench. He was losing it. And then like 5 minutes after, Burns was still giving it to the ref. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, and you see him, they're showing him on the screen doing the chicken wing, and he's like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Like, this is bullshit. But yeah, it was a nice win for New York. Jacob Trouba got a goal yesterday, which is pretty crazy. Mika's kind of on a roll right now. He's 1 goal away from having 20 on the season.
In our fantasy league, I was just looking at players, you know, sniffing around the league, and I looked at the top players. what a very quiet, like 35 points in 31 games for Zibanejad or something along those lines.
Yeah, he's having a great year. Very quiet. Yeah, I can tell you right now, he has 19 goals, 24 assists, and yeah, he has 43 points so far this season, only behind Panarin with 44. Panarin leads the team in assists, and he is not too far off in goals either. But yeah, the top guys are finally playing like top guys right now. And yeah, Zibanejad's having a very sneaky season. But yeah, yesterday's game, let me just pull it up again. Trouba had one, Zibanejad had one. Panarin had one, Miller got one, and Hedl got one. And Hedl looked pissed when he scored. I don't know why, but he looked very angry. But, you know, good for me in fantasy. I got points out of both Miller and Hedl. I think one assist. I got a Svechnikov assist, which was nice. I paid attention a lot to this guy since my friend Jake has tried getting you to trade him at least 1,000 times. But Martin Nečas,
yeah,
that guy's a fucking gamer. I watched every time he was on the ice, I was kind of like just watching him, and he's unreal. He's got his 17th last night, and that was his total goals for the entire last season. So
he was always pretty good, but he wasn't great, and like he kind of just like took off this year. I don't know
what. Yeah, he's finding his own right now. And that rat fuck Paul Stastny. He had assists and second assists all over the place, and I didn't appreciate that one bit. But yeah, no, great win by New York yesterday. And then yeah, they got Montreal tomorrow in Montreal. They have the Devils on Saturday. That's a matinee game, 1 p.m. And then they have Minnesota and Dallas the next week. So I think we'll probably cover. I think we'll probably have three games in the bank, depending on when we record next week. But definitely could beat Montreal. The Devils, I feel like, is a toss-up. But I always feel like the Devils play poorly against the Rangers in a matinee game. That could just be recency bias, because I remember watching them in recent years in matinee games, and it has not gone the Devils' way. So not 100% sure there. Minnesota is going to be an interesting game. I definitely think New York played Minnesota. Yeah, they did play Minnesota, and that was like a 7-3 game or like a 7-4 game.
Is this at home, this game?
No, yeah, this game's at home. Yeah, they played Minnesota early on in the season.
Ryan Reeves.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, man, do you think he gets a tribute video? I think he does. I think
he definitely gets a tribute video.
Just
everyone
for
gets
his vibes.
If you were at a team for just a cup of coffee, you get a tribute video.
Pretty much. Especially like, you know, conference final, the release us, the vibes. I feel
I mean, he's going to have a video. But I will say this. If he tries to run anyone or lay any heavy hits, the Rangers fans will turn on him. Very, very quickly. I mean, he will just a rain of boos. Now, I don't think he'll fight anyone. I think he has enough respect. He probably won't fight anyone. But yeah, I definitely think if he's going to try to lay any heavy hits, he will be faced with many a boos.
The return. We'll have to see it. Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah. I was thinking the return to like Zouk, but yeah, no, it's the return of
Revo.
Maybe he'll do it. Maybe they'll like have a camera on him. Oh, imagine the villain, the heel turn, if he did it to – because I don't know if he does it for the Wild, but imagine he did
Fleury.
It. Right? Yeah. Fleury, release us. Oh, man.
That'd be a little tough. I don't know if he does. I feel like I haven't seen it. I feel like that's just a Rangers thing. I feel like you can't transfer that from team to team.
No. Well, you know what? Apparently he said he did it – in Vegas with Fleury or someone, but it was never on like video and stuff. So then he tried it once or twice, and then the Rangers were like, we're going to put this on fucking video. And then it blew up.
Yeah, naturally.
I'm looking at a Rangers tweet right now, sidetracking. It says it's like one of those red pill, blue pills. It's like red pill, Othman hat trick, blue pill, USA wins. Which one are you taking?
USA ain't winning this one. 5-2 now. Damn,
Yeah. How's Bedard look? Because he looked filthy
He's not doing too much tonight. I mean, he scored, but like, man,
I like how he's not doing too much. He scored. I mean, scored. Like, the bar is so high for him. It's like, yeah, so he scored high tonight, but he's really not doing too much.
I mean, God, I pray and hope he lands out west. A West Islanders won the draft lottery. Put that man. He would look great in San Jose Teal, right next to Oliver Wahlstrom, who's getting traded for Timo Meier. It's going to be fantastic. But yeah, I mean, Bedard's. I saw a TikTok. I forget who it was from, but he was like, if Bedard isn't a top 10 player of all time by the end of his career, like, is he like under expectations? I was like, we could calm down like a little bit. Like, seems a bit extreme, but man, this guy's
kid hasn't been drafted yet. And we're saying if he's not top 10 by the end of his career, did we overhype him? It's like, are you fucking kidding me, bro? Like,
what if he goes to Columbus?
Bro, yeah, I saw a tank. I saw a tankathon, and it said Columbus right now is poised to get him.
That would not be good. That would not be good. I really don't want to play against him for the next about.
Now, do you think though he would do like a Lindros where he's like, I'm not fucking signing here. I'm not playing here.
I can't see that happening today, but that would be wild. He literally, in all of his interviews, he literally is like, oh, go Canucks. Like, hope the Canucks win tonight. So you know he's signing in Vancouver in like 10 years. Like, falling into
yeah, JP. At some point. Yeah.
But like, it's kind of wild how, like, you don't really see prospects be like, root for their team. But Bedard's just like, yeah, like, hey, I'm going to go home from this game, you know, take a shower and just go root for the Canucks.
I mean, but the Canucks, too, they could probably end up getting him. They just have to trade away like six. I saw a tweet that said, the Canucks just have to trade six guys away for them to like be in true tank mode, and they probably won't win another game this season. And somehow they're still going to fuck it up.
That would be wild if he went to the Canucks. People would be screaming, that's rigged. Well, you know, all they have to do is, you know, trade JT Miller for Alexi Lafreniere, and then.
Oh, God, stop it. Dude, that tweet, like, like, yeah, the Canucks have interest in Lafreniere. Yes, I have interest in no more student debt. Like, that was essentially like what that statement was. It was just like, yeah, we're interested in him. It's like, cool.
Yeah, like,
a lot of people probably are.
There's probably somebody on the Canucks that you have to trade. I feel like, I mean,
see, but the thing is,
you offer PD one for one.
Yeah, I think about it. I definitely think about it for sure. The thing is, like, a lot of the Canucks talk holds weight because his agent or former agent works in like the front office for the Canucks now. So that's why it's like holding weight. And there was also conversations that you know, Montreal is super interested in him, and then someone had like a joke tweet. They said, "Can confirm Alexi Lafreniere will be in Montreal this Thursday," and everyone's like, "You son of a bitch." Because some people genuinely are like, oh my God, did he get traded? And I'm like, no, they play Montreal on Thursday in Montreal, you idiots. Literally,
Montreal is nobody to trade for Lafreniere, unless you're trading like Suzuki, probably.
Yeah, Caulfield or Suzuki. Or
I don't even know if I would take Caulfield for Lafreniere. I mean, Caulfield is undoubtedly better now, but I feel like you got to bank on Laf just a little bit.
Yeah, no, I definitely would. Hey, man, I'm betting on Laf all the way. I was a firm believer in trusting Kako, trust the process, and you know it's starting to work out. He actually looks pretty good. Last three games he's been dominant. You know, he's really good up against the boards. He's starting to gain more confidence. He's getting first. Who would have thought if you play the kids, you give them minutes, and you let them learn from their mistakes, they start to prove that they're not busts. You know, I don't think he has a crazy amount of points in however many games played. I think like upwards of 30 something now. What are we at? We're almost at the halfway mark, I think, or just at the halfway mark. But in terms of points right now, why did it do all time? I just want to see Rangers. Kako.
Yeah, I saw he was getting a lot of praise from Gallant. Recently.
Yeah, 18 points in however many games. I think like 30. So he's almost like a half point a game player. Yeah, I mean, he's got nine assists. I think nine assists, nine goals. So definitely good signs coming from him. Yeah, that's pretty much it for Rangers from land. I think the one other thing that I wanted to mention we don't need to talk about too much. It was announced today that VZ re-signed his team for 2 years.
I was going to bring that up. Big signing. That guy is a sicko coffee order, by the way. A plain bagel and an iced coffee.
That was gross.
I mean, that's gross. I like plain bagels. Don't get me wrong, but
you got to put something on it. Butter. I used egg, to eat plain bagels
without anything, but I've grew past those days.
Yeah, you grow some hair on your face and your chest, and you start liking girls, and then
you get rid of the plain bagels.
But yeah, no. I'm fine with the signing. It's $800,000 for 2 years. He's a depth forward. You know, he's great on the bottom six. Yeah. He's a depth guy. You know, if he keeps his play up like he's been this year, I'm fine having him bottom
There's
six.
No harm, no foul. And if you don't want to play him, you send him down and he's buried.
Exactly.
Full contract.
So great move. And you know what? I guess it was always meant to be. He signed with us. He left for a little bit, and he's found home again. He's coming home.
Good rendition. Definitely was not meant to be a Predator. Can tell that much.
Or a Sabre. Wasn't he drafted by them?
He was drafted by Nashville, and then they traded him to Buffalo because he didn't want to play in Nashville. Like, joke's on you, first of all, for not wanting to play for Nashville, then you get moved to Buffalo. Wait, no, he played for the Rangers first, and then he went to Buffalo, and then he was with the Predators. I don't know. He's had a weird one. I forgot.
No, you're definitely right. He was drafted. I think he was drafted by
his draft pick rights got traded to Buffalo, and then he didn't sign with them either, and then he went to the Rangers. That's what it was.
Yeah, because I remember the year he was coming out of college. I think he won the Hobey Baker that year.
I wanted him so bad. He was with the Islanders. Wanted him.
He was like this. He was such like a hype. He was the big thing. Prospect.
He was the next point per game player in the NHL.
And he was definitely not that.
Reminds me of
pretty high too. 66th overall in 2012. He was drafted by the Predators in the third round.
It's like the Rangers had a guy a little bit before your time that was the same thing. You know, Hobey Baker, real lot of hype, went into the free agent portal. Rangers signed him, and he was kind of trash. Matt Gilroy. I mean, that was another one with the exact same thing that happened.
Reports came out that he was going to sign with the Bruins, like once he got, because he didn't want to play for the Predators. Yeah, his rights got traded to the Sabres. But then, 2 days following free agency, he met with seven teams. Five more teams requested they meet with Vizi, but they were denied.
Hot stuff, Jimmy Vizi.
Yeah, and since then, I played for the Rangers. He's playing currently for the Rangers. He's played for the Rangers, Sabres, Leafs, Canucks, and Devils. Yeah, went on to eventually got traded and played a season in Buffalo. I think he played a season or two.
Ironic.
No, 64 games in Buffalo. Yeah, so it was only with New York for 3 years, and then I don't think they re-signed him. Or maybe they did trade him. No, they didn't. I think got hurt and then something. But yeah. Buffalo, Toronto, Jesus Christ, I forgot he played for the Canucks half a season too.
Anyway, enough about Jimmy Vizi.
I could talk about him all day.
Is that anything else for the Rangers or?
No, I'm going to throw it over to you for the Islanders.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have much. We already talked about the Rangers game. They've won 4 out of the last 5, so I'm not going to complain too much. They beat the Panthers, like I was saying before, how they're in a tailspin. It was 5-1. I did not get to watch that game. I was at a Christmas party. And then they played the Penguins, and they also won 5-1, ironically, which I did not get to watch because I was at a Christmas concert, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Fantastic show, by the way. I don't know if you've ever been, but I highly recommend. So, did not get to watch either of those games, but...
I'm sorry. I was walking around my apartment looking for a tissue. What show were you saying?
The Trans-Siberian Orchestra. 10 out of 10.
I have heard great things about
it. It was fire. So
the Christmas one where they were like, and the lights are going crazy and shit.
You're just, 6-2. That sucks. We just talking about the renditions tonight.
My aunt got my grandma and grandpa tickets for that. Years and years ago. I don't know how long ago this was, but her, my uncle, and then my grandparents went, and my grandpa, God rest his soul, he was a stubborn old man, did not like change, like he'd go to a steakhouse and be like, do you guys have spaghetti and meatballs? They're like, no. And he'd be like, oh, all right. He was hardcore Navy dude. and did not know that they were going to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And he sat there for 2 hours with just this miserable look on his face. I'm like, what in the fuck did you bring me to? God. And he was so miserable the entire time. They were like, oh my God. Everyone was like, that was the most amazing show ever. He was like, I hated every minute of that.
It is a lot. It's very sensory overload, but it is sick. But yeah, two back-to-back 5-1 wins. Not going to complain about that. Let me see what happened in the Florida game. Oh, yeah. Atu Ratu. That was his NHL debut, and he scored. That's sick, by the way. You love to see that, that Atu Ratu is making waves now. He also scored last night, so that was a beauty, but kind of sick to see him up. He's only 21, you know. I also don't play their prospects too much, but trying to think what had happened. Zizekas went down with an injury, so they brought up Ratu to play center. Zizekas got back. They moved Zizekas to the wing to keep Ratu up, so that was encouraging. He doesn't look like amazing, obviously, because he's still pretty raw, but, you know, he's a good skater. He's good defensively, good on the draws. I mean, he looks like a real player, and he's only 21 playing good time in the NHL. I mean, he's stuck with Matt Martin and Ross Johnston, so how much can he really do? I mean, they connected for a beautiful goal last night. It was kind of impressive. But, I mean, you know, he's anchored to that line, but he looks good. So that was great to see. Pittsburgh game. We always beat Pittsburgh. You love to see that. Josh Bailey got a goal. Lee got
Thank God. I can't – like, I truly, truly, truly cannot stand Pittsburgh. Someone I know was at the Pittsburgh's game the other day. Pittsburgh Devils. And I was like, I would honestly love if both teams lost that game. Like, if they just ended in a double loss.
It's always great to beat Pittsburgh, especially in the playoffs. New York just has our number. New York has our number, but another great win. Barzy got two. Love that. And then I went to the next game against Columbus, so that was fun. It was my girlfriend's first Islander game, so you love to see the indoctrination happening.
Dude, I saw the picture you had posted on Instagram. It might have been a story or something of her in the Devil's jersey. And then
that was last year.
And I almost messaged you. I was like, this is gross.
poor choices in terms of your mind. I mean, she still claims she's a Devils fan, but I'm gonna get her to – oh no, this is about to be 7-2. Nope. I'm going to get her to be an Islander fan. It's happening. She's watched enough damn games. She sat with me through all the playoff games where I was just freaking out. I mean, you gotta give some respect there. But it was a good game. I mean, 2-1. It was pretty boring, not going to lie. Two goals in the second period. Peugeot got started. Barcel gets one. Columbus ruins Sorokin shutout with 22 seconds left. Literally always happens to the guy. He would have like 5 more shutouts if the last minute didn't count. But, you know, always good to be at UBS, you know, got to see all the sights. What else? Got some ice cream. That was good. Just good to be in the atmosphere. It was a nice, good crowd, a nice sellout. Yeah, no complaints. I mean, just always good to be at the arena. I'm trying to think what else happened that game.
Well, I want to touch on something that you had tweeted and texted me about Johnny Hockey.
Oh, he just looks fucking
miserable.
Dude, it does not look good. he looks miserable, and he's just so like – I feel like in Calgary he was always just like pretty determined guy, you know, doing his thing. And he's just like – he like throws his hands up after plays. Like he's shaking his head. It's like, yeesh, man. He's – they got some trouble over there. I think he might be regretting that one a little bit.
It's also tough. I mean, you went from
Calgary,
Calgary, who was a playoff contender the last couple of years, never was able to get to the cup final or anything, but they made some serious runs here and there. Team chemistry seems like it was at an all-time high. It seemed like that team, everything started to go south when they let Giordano go. That was like the start of the end.
I mean, they had a good year last year, just not enough to
get the hump. Then you trade away Tkachuk. You let Johnny walk.
It's a tough one. But the Calgary's looking good, and Goudreau's not. So, fair enough there. I mean, I don't know. He just looks miserable, man. Columbus looks really bad. Like, you know they're bad, but they are really, really bad. They were even – I consider myself to know a lot of NHL players, like – NHL junkie, and there were even a couple guys on Columbus where I was like, who is that? Legitimately no clue who it was. But yeah, I mean, he's just, I think he might be regretting it a little bit. He doesn't, he doesn't look like he wants to be there. But then again, it's probably a product of the losing a little bit. I mean, you won 10 games out of what, 40 at this point? It happens.
100%.
Yeah. After that, two late night Isles games, followed by two more the next few days. Shocker, lost to the Kraken. The last time the Islanders played the Kraken, I was actually at your house recording a live podcast back in February.
They got your number.
The Kraken absolutely had the Islanders' number. It's kind of wild how badly they dominated us. 4-1 loss. I mean, they were just over us from the get-go. It was 1-1 after the first, but just after that, just all downhill. Not to mention, with all due respect, it was an ESPN game with Leah Hextall. A tough watch. Oof. No disrespect to her. I'm all for women in the media and NHL land. I mean, I think it's great. Like, Linda Cohn.
Between the benches, she's great.
It's tough to listen to her for a whole game.
between the benches, it's fine.
Yeah. But
yeah, if she's doing color for a game, that's when I'm like, oh.
Play-by-play was tough. She was the play-by-play. And then just listen to Butchie Gross. You know, it's a tough watch. But, you know, didn't play good on ESPN, didn't play good against Kraken. It happens. But you followed up with a nice 6-2 win against the Canucks. Somehow I stayed up the whole time. I think I fell asleep for a few minutes during the second period. I watched Seton Hall lose by 22, and then I immediately turned to the Islanders. So that was good. But
what was funny about that was you turned the Islanders
and they immediately got scored on. Now I'm so pissed off about the Seton Hall game. You know, they suck this year, and you know, it's like, oh, these guys are rebuilding year, blah blah blah, and then all of a sudden, you know, the Islanders get scored on. But no, you bounce back, 6-2 win. Barzal got another goal. He's up to 10 this year, so much for all that mumbo jumbo about him being not scoring. Peugeot got two more. And Cizikas scored, so no complaints. It reminded me of a few years ago, the Islanders. I fell asleep after the second period. It was like 3-0 Canucks. Islanders looked like crap because it was 2014. They were garbage. It was like after the trade deadline, Vanek was gone, all this garbage. 3-0 after the second. I'm like, you know what? It's a school night. I'm going to bed. Wake up, 7-3 Islanders win after the third period. Absolutely wild. But that's what that game reminded me of. Nice 7-goal third period, even though this one was only 3 goals, but I always look back on that and laugh because it's so funny that they scored 7 goals in the third period. But other than that, things are good in Islanders land. Everybody loves to freak out after a loss. One guy on Twitter, not going to name names, said that they should trade everybody but Barzal, Sorokin, and Pellet. Like, bro, we just lost to the Kraken. We've won 4 out of 5, but whatever. This is why you no longer have credentials with the team. Oops, didn't say that out loud. But, you know, it's good. Parker Wotherspoon looks great. Got his first NHL point last night. Nice steady defenseman. I think he probably stays up over Salo when Pellick is back, which is fine. Waterspoon's a very good player, but
yeah, when is Pellick back? My fantasy team desperately needs him.
I mean, he's got a concussion, so who knows? Him, Palmieri, both have concussions, so I guess it's. I don't think Pellick's even skating yet, to be honest with you. So,
I heard he was.
Maybe he was. I don't know. It's tough to keep track. We have a lot of injuries right now, but you know, Team Luck's all right. Happy to see Ratu playing. He got a goal last night as well, which was nice. Beautiful tic-tac-toe from Martin to Johnson to Ratu. I mean, come on. You can't draw it up better than that. But, yeah, Sorokin looks good. Varlamov's back. He was hurt for a bit. Corey Schneider's been up. We'll have to see that. Legend. But, yeah, good otherwise. No complaints about the Islanders.
Yeah, you're right. He has not started skating yet as of Thursday, December 29th.
Yeah, it's tough. I guess he's still on the outs, but
yeah, I think they were projecting he can come back January 10th, but they said it does not look like he'll be able to. He will be ready to return by then.
That might be tough.
All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if anything else has happened in NHL land. I mean, Tage Thompson is still tearing it up. Love to see that. 30 goals.
I'm surprised they put a thing out today of like Hart Trophy. You know, candidates. And obviously McDavid's number one because he's got 70 points already.
Absurd.
Robertson, second. I forget who was third. Fourth was Crosby. But Tage was like seventh on the list. And I'm like, he probably should be higher.
Yeah, he is willing Buffalo to a lot of wins. I feel like it's also like, if your team sucks, you're not going to win the Hart Trophy. Which is kind of bogus.
I mean, that's it. It should not be who has the most points. It should be who is the most valuable player on your team, who is making your team better. And exactly. By definition, Tage Thompson is doing exactly that.
The Sabres a lot better. Is
pretty good.
It's like the Norris where it turns into like a point race. It's like, come on, give Adam Pellick some Norris love, people. I mean, come on, what are we doing here? Does he deserve to win it? No, but like you can give him a few more points over like Brett Burns, but. That's my gripe.
And I'm currently looking at the NHL 2023 draft lottery tankathon. And Chicago is currently in the lead for this tankathon. 8-25-4 is their record currently. They're on a 5-game losing streak. They're 1-9 in their last 10. Right now they have 18.5% getting the number one overall pick. Jesus, right behind Anaheim. Right behind them is Anaheim, 10-24-4, 24 points, 2-game losing streak, 3-6-1 with a 13.5% chance of getting the first overall pick.
Just to jump down the list here a little bit, number 9, how funny would it be if 19 games of Ben Chiarot turned into Connor Bedard for the Canadiens? Here, I'm going to run the simulator. Let's see what happens here. Oh, what happened? Where'd it go?
San Jose on my simulator.
Why? Where is this thing? What am I missing? Where does it pop up? Are you on tankathon.com? Oh, yep. There it goes. All right, here we go. Let's try one more time. Philly. Oh, God, please, no. Hey, Vancouver won this one, and then it was Montreal.
yeah, no, for me, it was San Jose jumped up 3 spots. Arizona jumped up 3 spots with a 2nd overall pick. Chicago dropped down 2, Anaheim dropped down 2, Columbus dropped down 2, and then everyone else stayed the same. So let me run this again. Back to regular Chicago. Yep. Sim. Anaheim number 1, Montreal number 2, Chicago, Columbus, San Jose. I hope he goes Arizona. Out west. Yeah, that'd be best for everyone. Except for teams out west, but we don't refer teams out there. So who cares?
Exactly. Shall we do a player? Oh no, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to do that, I don't know if you have one. I do.
I got one. Mine's a little lackluster this week because, hand up, I forgot, like we always do, but Chris did.
I don't know who went first last week. I think it was me. First. So, did you?
I don't know. It's been a while.
I'll go first. So this player was drafted in 2010. He's played for 4 NHL teams. In 2019, he was traded 1-for-1 with Victor Rask. And his best season came in the 16-17 season when he had 57 points, 25 goals, and 32 assists. And I can give you this last clue, but it might give it away.
I think it's Mikael Granlund.
It's not.
What? Who was traded 1-for-1 for Victor Rask? It's got to be Hurricane. Oh, it's Nino.
It's Nino Niederreiter. Yeah. My fifth clue was drafted 5th overall by the Islanders.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I think I was thinking of the grand one for Fiala trade is what I was thinking of. That was a good one. El Nino, gotta love him. Mine's kind of probably be difficult.
Also, before you go, fun fact that I was reading about, I probably should have included this, but that also might have given it away. He was the highest drafted Swiss player before Nico Hischier.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never thought about that. That didn't work out too well for the Islanders. Mine might be a little difficult because I kind of scrambled to put it together. His real first name is Carl. That's just a fun one. He supports Liverpool. Thought you would enjoy that one. Take it for what you will. He was a part of one of the worst trades in NHL history. And I think it was the 2014 trade deadline. He's Swedish and he has a sick mustache.
It's Carl Hagelin?
Nah. Fuck. I will say he was traded from the Capitals for. I don't want to say the guy's name.
This is right before I started watching.
I know. Okay. For Martin Erat.
traded from the Capitals?
Yes, to the team he's on now.
Okay, fuck.
Swedish, great mustache. He's a pretty good player.
As soon as you're going to say it, because I feel like I can picture this player because I thought I just saw something about like a player they've traded away. And I'm going to be annoyed when I don't get – yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
It's on the same team as Nino now, if that helps.
Carolina. Okay, so hold on.
He's on Nashville now.
Fuck, he is on Nashville. Oh yeah, is it Philip Forsberg?
It is Philip Forsberg. Carl,
that's I was
Carl.
Gonna pick. I was that's gonna Carl pick him Forsberg today too. To
you really?
I was thinking about it.
Evan, funny. That's Carl Forsberg to you. Thank you very much. Yeah,
You know what? I do. I do remember. Yeah, I saw something. It wasn't recently. It was like a month or two ago. That he was on the Capitals team for a while. He was
drafted 11th overall by the Capitals. Man, crazy. And they gave him up for Martin Erat and Matt Latta. Great deal. Let me go see what Erat's stats were. It was one of the worst trades, I think, of all time. Erat wound up having 3 points in 9 games for the Capitals as a rental. They got swept in the playoffs, and he had one goal in 53 games the next season, and then he left the NHL. So thank you, Martin Erat, for your service. What a guy.
Yeah, his real name is Carl. Why doesn't he go by Carl?
Imagine Carl Forsberg. I don't know. I think he made the right move with Philip. It just flows better. But then again, if his name was like Philip Carl and he went by Carl, I'd be like, you know what? Carl sounds right. Like, Philip doesn't sound right. It's just funny how it works. All right, shall we wrap it up?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just looking. Yep, there it is. Supporter of Liverpool FC. What a joke. All right, yeah. So thanks again for tuning in this week. Sorry. The vibes are a little low this week. You know, coming off of some sicknesses. We'll be back next week with a pod, and then after next week we will be back the following week. Probably won't be recording on Tuesday because your boy's going to Vegas next week.
Hey, nice! I forgot that was your January trip. Yeah,
it's right around the corner.
Is it gonna be a solo pod? I don't know. I don't do those. I'll do those
too. No, I'll be able to record on Tuesday of next week, and then I get back Tuesday night, so we can just do it next week.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll give you a rest.
But yeah, no, thanks for listening again. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, whatever podcast platform you listen to
Stitcher.
Us on. We're on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Listen to us on the Anchor app if you really want to. Make sure you subscribe. Leave us a 5-star rating and write us a nice little review. Subscribe to the podcast on Twitter at From Broad to Bell. And yeah, maybe we'll do we've been saying it. Maybe we'll do a mailbag soon. Probably not, but maybe we will. Who knows? But thank you again for listening. We will see you guys next week. Kevin, anything else?
No, sir.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.